Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
The winner was...
The winner was me.
And the loser was V-Hale.
We need a good, I got something stuck inside me story. We haven't had that in a while.
Oh. You got one of those?
No.
We just need one of those?
Yeah, you just need one.
They're fun to hear. Yeah.
They are, sure.
Like the time V-Hale said, 3 days later, I pissed a rubber.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good one, actually.
What?
I hope we run it. I hope we roll. Okay, great. Good. We're already rolling. Vinny loves stories where shit gets stuck up in you, so if you could send those, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Send them to Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
I honestly don't have a vagina, so I can't possibly understand how a rubber could stay inside you 3 days, and then one day you're like,
Prove it.
I just found a rubber inside me and haven't had sex for days.
V-Hale's asked you to prove that you don't have a vagina. I don't know if you caught that or not, but
it's fine.
Yeah. Well, if I send you, well, it'll blur it, but then you'll still have to. You don't, never mind. Yeah, I won't send you a DP.
Like maybe you're a Ken doll down there, and we just don't know.
Yeah.
No, I have one of those.
Okay, let me look at just really quickly. Did you just hit your vape?
That sounds like a jewel pin
to me.
Damn, you guys could hear that?
Yeah,
only the people who have used one.
You're a junkie now, aren't you?
No, you know what's funny is I actually just took 9 days off from it.
What?
Yeah.
Then why would you go back?
Have you ever said this is my last cigarette and then a few days later got another pack?
I'm the guy who was out on the side yard putting cigarettes back together because I'd broken them.
Oh, me too. That's why you got to break them at the filter, so you can't technically relight them. If you do them in the middle, you got a bunch of half of cigarettes. It's great.
Well,
yeah,
I
but
know
if
how
you
how
do them at the filter,
them.
You can just go ahead and smoke it without a filter.
Yeah.
I can't do that. No.
I know how to pull. You can empty out what's. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
We shouldn't do it.
I've been that guy though.
Okay, here is just a quick revisit to the extremely boring conversation about buying a fucking house yesterday. So here we go. By the way, it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, September 20th, and V. Hale's our guest. I don't think I said that. The bad advice given to the listener attempting to be a first-time home buyer was a bit scattered. Lots of random issues in your own recent experiences that don't address the question that was asked. And... Oh. Sarah's always said homeownership is an essential investment. And then here she said, don't do it. I want out. That is true. I have thought to myself, God, I'm just like to free yourself of those responsibilities. The listener needs to set direction for hunting and deciding. No commitments for now. And don't get waylaid by the issues, which will apply, but only as specific to the situation as it develops. Direction. 1. Search localities that might fit their preferences and limitations. Redfin.com is a resource where you can enter a zip code and a price range to see what's available. You know, Redfin also has flood maps. So if you're thinking we might be able to barely afford this house and not be able to afford the flood insurance that will come with that will be required to issue us a mortgage, you can see if you're in a floodplain or not. 2, consider new build opportunities, which cut out a lot of the upfront difficulties, and they often have mortgage money available. This does mean considerable limitations on location, however, and you might, you're in one of those neighborhoods. Tract housing, though, is affordable.
A new home build is epic. I understand people will say you're one of five different fronts and it's kind of vanilla. On that note, sure. On another note, you get to pick everything inside. You pick your carpet color, you pick your flooring, you pick your cabinets. Sometimes you're picking your layout. There's a couple layouts you can do. Three bedrooms instead of two and have an office, whatever. Like you can, and while I get that you might be saying to yourself, well, but it's not, like I know a 100-year-old house has character and it's so cool.
And it's established. It's been up for 100 years. All its cracking and settling has happened.
I get all that. But that is a move. A new home and getting to pick everything and no one's lived in it. And you're not like, what is this? Oh, no. That's
my brother's
disgusting.
Like, I would never buy a house someone else lived. Like, I like to live, which they did end up buying. They didn't build a new house in Florida. They bought an old, but he's like, always wanted new. Always wanted, like, let's get the brand new house. I want to be the first person to live in it.
Well, that's, it's interesting because when we bought the house we're currently living in, it was someone else's house.
Right.
And you could see it on the carpet.
Sure.
And you could see it in different places.
Yes.
And that
the
feeling
house before
it,
you guys.
Was brand new. But this house definitely.
And Hamilton was brand new too. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. I've done it a couple times. But anyway, this house, it was lived in. Mm-hmm. It was another family's home. Pretty quickly, though,
it becomes yours.
It's yours.
Yeah.
And that house is now ours.
Yeah.
We've been in, I don't know how many years,
but
it's ours.
Well, you've remodeled it quite a bit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, that even the shower hasn't been changed. That's my shower now, though.
Yeah.
For a minute, I was like, oh, this is weird.
Someone else's
shower. Family lived here for 10 years. Like, this is their house.
Yeah.
It's not anymore. It will change. You will be fine if you buy a used house.
Yeah. No, yeah, you don't have to get a brand new house. Okay, so anyway, she's saying consider a new build. And then number three, by the way, I hear some kind of a...
Echo. I hear it too.
Is that something?
Yeah, it's just V-Hill's...
Is it V or is it Alex's thing, whatever Alex is doing over there? Oh, it doesn't sound like
it's... talking.
I know, it doesn't sound like an echo of V-Hill.
Oh, it might just be Alex's thing. But yeah, V, you don't have to be talking for it
to bleed through. But it doesn't sound like an echo of me and Vinny. It just sounds like a... Okay, so just to finish this off. Oh, maybe. Once a locality is identified, find a buyer's agent. Not a cure-all, but the knowledge and assistance will be essential. And this is from Lawrence in Carson City, Nevada. Say it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's what they said. Say it.
Oh.
Lawrence and Carson City.
Hey, Lawrence.
Wanted their name said.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, you're right. And honestly, I'm getting to that point in my life where as I look to the future, I start to think about like what retirement might look like and how will I handle that and how will I keep my house if I don't have an income? Like, how is that all going to work? And I'm telling you, renting feels like a total lot. Like, why wouldn't I? And then when something goes wrong, it doesn't have to fall on John. Like, you know, John, like yesterday, like this light wasn't working randomly. I'm like, John, this light. And he And I'm about to go to bed. And he comes in. He starts like fiddling with starts. I go, I don't, you can worry about it tomorrow. He goes, Sarah, I'm in here. I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to try to let you off the hook. He's like, well, why did you tell me about it at all? I'm like, you know what? We could have put that on the list for the landlord. We never worried about it.
Well,
it would have been fine.
John's a doer, though.
He is a doer.
He actually.
Yeah, you called him in. You got him all revved up.
I know.
I'm trying to be a hero for my lady, and now she's trying to not have me
be
a hero.
Well, she's all huffing and puffing, you know, like, oh, geez, I guess I got to go get that. I'm like, you know what, don't, just don't worry about it. It's fine. We'll worry about it tomorrow. He's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to bed.
Some people like to have things to do like that. Like, my dad's always in a bad mood because he's working, but if he's not working, he's, like, looking for something else to do.
Dean.
Right. It is a thing. It's definitely
exhausting.
Right.
Dean's a fucking powerhouse.
He does not stop.
He is a powerhouse. John loves that guy. Like, he says, John goes, I get about 45% of what Dean is saying to me. He goes,
doesn't
but
matter.
I love it. Like, he tells him all his stories about coming over. He talks about construction. He's so into it.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man to be admired, period. Mm-hmm.
Brandon, did you want to chime in on your
Brandon,
dad?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I mean, the guy's a freaking, he's a soldier.
Okay, here's the story.
Okay.
You want me to say more?
Oh, I have a question before you say do this. V. Hale, have you had a penis in your vagina lately?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
I knew it. I didn't even want to ask her.
Lots of texts and messaging, but no.
What's the timbre of those?
What?
What's the tone of those?
Oh, God. Fine, great. It's all good. I don't know. I'm confused. But like I said last time, I'm not asking again. Like, I'm just
on him.
Yeah. So,
so
I don't understand.
When you say there have been a lot of, so you said, hey, I want to fuck this weekend. What's your schedule? And he was all,
oh, like, are you asking? Was it like dirty?
No. Yeah, I'm asking, like, because you said I'm not going to tell him that I want to fuck again. I'm going to wait for him to tell me he wants to, or I guess.
Yeah, I recently sent a text message and was like, hey, I think it was Friday night,
last Friday.
I was like, yeah, the Friday we just had.
Okay, and so this was after the weekend before where he was on the sad treadmill thing, rather
yeah,
than fucking
yeah,
where he bagged out on you. Yeah,
correct. Okay, correct. It. Yeah, I was just like, hey, dude, do you not want to fuck anymore? Like, what's the deal? Because like I was like, I'm the type of person where most people, yeah, most people like just walk away from stuff. I can't let it go. It's a bad personality trait.
Nothing wrong with
that.
There's nothing
you
just
leave
want
any
right.
Loose ends.
You're just,
I know,
like,
but I need that closure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was like, "Oh my God, are you crazy? No way! Like, I've just been off, and my sleep's been bad, and like all this stuff." And I'm like, "All right, like I didn't say this, but like back in the day, like really in my 20s, college stuff, dude, I would text a dude, 'Are you up at like 2 a.m. leaving the bars or something?' And they'd be like, 'I am now. Come over.' Like, I've never had someone be like, 'I'm sleeping. Me no sexy time.' Like, I'm just
Are we fuck buddies or not? Because I'm down to
so,
fuck, and we I thought
I don't
we declared.
Know. It's fine, I guess, between him and I. But I again, I'm not reaching out here. So
good.
That's where it is. Anyways,
but just are no plans for the weekend.
No, I'm not even in town this weekend, no.
Oh, are you going out to your secret spot?
Well.
No, it's my grandma's birthday.
Oh.
So we're celebrating. Mm.
You're not going to invite him along?
That's
okay,
silly.
Read this
You're
thing.
Crazy.
All right, so as the person on the show who's had a boob job, now, one of the things you told me about your boob job, V. Hale, was that they talked you, it wasn't even that they talked you into it, they gave you bigger boobs than you asked for.
Well, technically, no. I had to agree right before they stuck me with the anesthesia. But yeah, it was, I'm not letting him put you under till you agree to the D and not the C.
Weird.
Jesus, that is weird.
But
so weird, right?
I think that it's a pretty common thing where they're sort of trying to give you the advice, which is you'll want to go bigger. You might as well do it now rather than do it, have to come back. And I,
yeah, but like you need to take things into consideration, like height, size, like
agreed,
I was, like, you know, a lot tinier then because I was, you know, 22, 21 or 22. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. So I get what she's saying, but, you know, it was in Orange County when I got them done. Like that's land of the plastics and stuff. Right. So, yeah, probably a bunch of housewives are like, I wish my boobs were bigger. Like I'm 22. I'm right out of college. Like I came out, like I said, and my mom was like, what the fuck? Those are huge. Anyways.
So what were your boobs like before that?
They were a small bee.
And so you just like a very just did you feel like they weren't big enough for your frame? Was it about being a sort of more symmetrical or whatever, like proportion better?
No, it was, I wanted it. That's what's funny is everyone's like, you never really show cleave. You don't. And I'm like, I didn't get boobs to show them. I wanted it when my shirt came off in the bedroom.
So interesting. The girl that I went out with that had boob implants was 5'10 and had
damn
A cups. And she was a model. And she also had, this is part of the story, which probably I shouldn't even share, but she had her rib, like actually both my daughters kind of had this too. It's like a rib cage that doesn't close. They're kind of
protrusive out the front.
Yeah. Protrusive. So she had A, this was her story. She had A cups with kind of a weird rib shape and it bummed her out. And as a model, everything was
when
under
she would put on
a microscope.
A shirt, like her ribs would protrude outward through.
Kind of as far as her boobs would. And there was a weird, so this was her story. She got the boobs for to how she looked in clothes. She wanted to look hourglassy and fill out her clothing for her height. So she felt like
that makes sense.
Anything for my height, I can't fill the top out. So that was her reason. It's interesting that you're like, no, I want to, when I pull my top off, have tits.
You know what's kind of funny about this person who I'm going to bring up to you now? It's Sammy Sheen. It's Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's daughter. And when you mentioned the rib thing, I felt like she actually had a weird different thing going on with her ribs. Like, come and look at her rib cage in this photo. So she has zero tits. Like, flat as a board.
I love the look she's got
there. So do I. And here's the thing. She actually seems to have, like, extra long ribs. Like, they're closed.
She has a long torso.
It's a very long, like, her ribs almost go down to, like, there's fully 6 inches between.
Everybody's got their different shape. Thing. And, I get that. So she's getting boob implants, is that, or got them already?
So, well, there's a couple layers to this story.
This is where it's ridiculous.
It's really weird. First off, I'm going to say this. Like, she is tiny. She's one of those people I fucking hate who are, whoa, they're so narrow, top to bottom, just like, not perfect. And, like, just pretty face and just wind-whipped hair and just like perfect little fucking tiny rib cage and like till tiny hips and tiny tits and just tiny. She's that shape. Girls, you know who I'm talking about. Right, V?
Yeah, I do.
And so she's 19 and she's like, I'm just not perfect enough. So she's going to go get tits, but she goes and they're like, we're not giving them to you unless you quit vaping. Like, it's, don't ask me. I don't know. And she doesn't really clarify, did the doctor
here,
say this?
I can tell you.
Okay, tell me.
So, and this is why I thought it was weird. First of all, she was like, I just have this addiction. I have to quit. And I'm reading this and she goes, nicotine. And I'm like, listen, we all want to quit nicotine. It's terrible for you. But do you know how many people who like recovered from like hardcore fucking drugs are reading that? And they're like, she's quitting fucking nicotine for a tit job.
And she's
like,
fucking perfect. Like, and she's going to go get a tit job.
Yes.
Like, I hate her on so many levels right now.
Yeah. Like, people have like trouble abusing opioids and have lost their whole lives. But she's crying
lives
over nicotine. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, please.
Like, I keep running. My jewels keep running loose. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. So I had to quit as well. I was like full heavy smoker when I wanted mine. And it has to do with surgery and blood clotting and all of that stuff. So I had to quit. This is what's silly. She doesn't even have to quit forever. I believe this was a while ago. I believe it was 6 weeks. They said 6 weeks before your surgery, you cannot have nicotine. You don't, it's something with the blood. Okay. I don't want to go into it.
So you were told as well that you were, if you were going to go under, so is it specific to this surgery? I mean, I've had surgeries.
I think it's any surgery.
Okay.
Any surgery. Yeah. It's the way, because when you're getting cut into and stuff, like your blood needs, it's like how after surgery, you can't have ibuprofen, right? Only Tylenol, because then your blood won't clot right and all of that stuff. That's what it has to do with. So it's more than just nicotine, but they specifically said, oh, you're a smoker. No.
And I wonder if it's, like if you are doing an elective surgery or you have the chance to plan a surgery, because people go in for emergency surgeries all the time and they're not like, well, we can't do it because you fucking smoke.
Right.
You know, so they'll still do it, but it just, they're probably trying to keep it as.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep as little danger in play as possible.
Well, yeah, because think about eating. You can't eat before a surgery, but if you're in a car accident, they're not like, oh, can't operate. She had dinner an hour ago.
Right.
Like, you still got to go in and you can do it. It's just safety first if it's elective or planned, right?
Right. Okay.
So it's, I believe it was 6 weeks before and then a certain amount after, because your body's still going, you got a clot, right, whatever. That's why I thought this whole story was hogwash, is you don't even have to quit it. Like, yes, it was hard 6 weeks, but in my mind, I'm like, I'm getting tits. I'm fine. You don't need a cigarette. It's going to be like, what, a couple months?
And then you can pick them right back
up. And then you can
up.
Light up again. Right. Yeah.
I'm getting so, tits.
Yeah. I'm getting some tits.
Like, there's a prize here, right? So it's like, you should be fine. That's why I thought this was hysterical.
Well, it's so dumb on so many levels. Like, so okay, so here we go. So Sammy Sheen announces, I'm getting a boob job. But then she's doing this thing where she's, it sounds like, crying into the camera and whining about it, because I just have a couple of quotes. I didn't watch any video. Well, although she's on TikTok yapping about it.
Who wants
she's
to
all,
watch that video?
You know, yeah, I've been addicted to nicotine for 5 years and I have to kick the habit for at least a month before the surgery. I'm already getting anxiety, okay? I've not gone a single day in the past 5 years without this motherfucker. She pulled up her vape. Mm. I think me getting boobs done is honestly going to save my life because it's forcing me to quit this. So at least we have that. She has tried to quit and can't. So they keep pushing back whatever surgery she's got. She's like, all right, it's going to be this day.
First person who can't quit cigarettes the first thing.
I know. Oh, my God. Okay. So she admits she's tried to quit and failed multiple times. She did not actually want to give it up because of the health risks. And even though there are health risks, I guess is what she means to say there. And she's debating postponing the surgery again. She's too scared to quit nicotine. She says, it's really fucking hard. I ordered this book called How to Quit Vaping. Have I started reading it? No, because I don't want to quit.
Well, then good. Don't get the boob job.
Yeah, well, I hope that she doesn't, yeah, because she's
is not a problem.
Fucking perfect. And actually, I feel like...
I'm sure we would have said the same thing about V when she was young, though, too.
Right, like, don't do it.
We would have looked at her and gone, are you kidding?
You're perfect, right?
You have a killer body. Duh.
But, I suppose, you know, she probably is getting it from people who are like, I wish you had some tits, though.
Hey, V, are you happy with the job you got?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know I've gotten them smaller.
Yes.
And I want to go smaller again.
Were going to go smaller, but hadn't yet.
No, I got them done. I don't know. It was maybe 5 years ago or something. I got them even smaller.
Mm. So and what are you now? C cups?
Huge. No, I'm still a double
big.
D. I have huge tits. I don't even know what happened. I'm like still in the same bra, but
like
they're
you're bigger
definitely
now
way
than...
smaller. But like, dude, it's just.
But you
crazy.
Like the look when you're naked, or you don't?
No, I do. I love the look when I'm naked. But dude, just certain clothes and like, oh, listen. There's pros and cons. I'll tell people. Like, there's things where I'm like, I can't wear this shirt, or it's too tight. I mean, it's again, sometimes it looks great. Sometimes you're like, dude, my boobs are too big. But I want to go smaller again because I don't want to be the old lady. Have you seen the old ladies? It's like you're aging all around and then you have these like oddly large belly perky boobs. Tits. It looks terrible.
But when your top is off, everything's as you would have wanted it. Like you don't go, oh my God, they're aiming different directions. Or
oh no, I had great, great surgeons. Great surgeons. And that's why, let me tell people, if anyone's wondering, you see billboards and $3,000 and this. This is not a time to save money. Mm-mm. It's not a bargain. It's not a sale. You'll have some doctors that are buy one, get like come in with a friend. I had a friend do that for nose jobs. Neither of them turned out great. No real plastic surgeon is saying, fucking, you bring in a friend, it's a BOGO. It's fucking plastic surgery. Spend the money. Go to the great doctor. If you have to save up another year and cry because you don't have what you want, it's fucking worth it. That's all I got to say. So, no, they're great that way.
So, Sammy Sheen, who is a 19-year-old and that we're talking about, she's sort of famously on OnlyFans. It's the only thing I know about her. And right after she got on it and Charlie Sheen busted a nut.
Busted a nut?
Well, actually, I guess that's the wrong choice.
Yeah.
He blew a gasket. He blew a fuse. This is what I was trying to say, I guess. So he's yelling about it. And she's not living under my roof doing that. And Denise Richards is like, not only do I support her, I'm going to do it too. And mm-hmm. I'm going to charge more than her. And they're both very successfully hanging around the house taking pictures of themselves and putting them up on OnlyFans.
Like, what do you expect from this girl? Look at her two parents. Mm-hmm. No offense. And I love Charlie Sheen. I love him. But, dude, what he's gone through in the past and everything, like, that was her household.
Yeah.
And her mom's a fucking wacko.
She's a twit.
Too.
Her mom's a twit. Her mom is just, you know, barely has brain cells to rub together.
Yeah.
Oh my, that's
she's
harsh.
A dummy. I'm sorry. She's a total dummy. I mean, you know it's true. And like, I've never seen her even, and she was on The Real Housewives. Is she still on that? I don't really know.
I don't know.
What are deals? I don't watch those. All I know is for everything I've ever heard her say, I'm just like, oh my God, she's so dumb. But so pretty. And so
pretty.
Now OnlyFans has come along to help the dumb pretty girls make their way in the world. Congratulations,
so
dumb
she
pretty
didn't
girls.
Get the boob job.
And she hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
No.
She hasn't. She can't quit
she
her
can't quit
insane
you, babe.
Nicotine addiction.
Right. Oh, poor thing.
She's back on The Real Housewives.
Oh, she
Beverly
is.
Beverly Hills.
Because she was in some fight with one of the girls because she may or may not have made out with her when she wasn't. She said, I'm in an open relationship with my husband. This is Denise Richards. Mm-hmm. Said she was in an open relationship, but then she got in trouble with, was it Brandy? Someone,
I don't remember
it was 2020.
That one.
She had a messy exit. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
exactly
it was super
right
messy.
Now.
And then the one girl talked about
messy.
Them making out, and then the husband of Denise Richards was like, "I'm sorry, what the fuck did you just say? You just who'd you make out with?" It's like a whole thing. I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway,
it was Brandy Glanville.
Brandy Glanville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she hasn't gotten it, but and I really wish that. I knew Sammy Sheen, so I could tell her, please don't do it. You're perfect.
Well, you can't tell people. I like little boobs, and I think her body looks great, but look at V. She had a B cup. I'm sure they were
probably perfect,
by
too.
Any standard, perfect. And yet, she wanted bigger boobs. Can't tell people.
Yeah, it's funny, because my ex at the time, we'd been together a long time. He was like, look, I'm not mad at these. Like, they're bouncing around in my face. It's great. He's like, but I liked your real boobs better.
Mm.
I had another dude that I had slept with before and then saw them way down the road after my ex and I split. And he was like, he wasn't a boob guy. He was an ass guy. So it's very much a preference thing. But that's why I didn't get it done for anyone.
Right.
For I yourself. Wanted to take right. off my shirt and have, you know, tig old bitties. So, yeah, I mean, even my ex, like most guys are like, oh, yeah, go get him. And he was like, it's not my decision. Do what you want. And was like, yeah, because I asked him, honestly, like, what do you like better? And he was like, I like the real ones better. So, you know, it's a preference thing.
You know, I've had, like, the girl who had boob implants, she was, this is truly, I was playing with them. They were there before I knew her, so it wasn't like, but I'm playing with them, and she goes, it's cool. I just want you to know that I can't feel that.
Play with them all you want, but it's not...
And it really did change my feeling. Like, I not that I thought she was going to have an orgasm from me putting my mouth on him, but I thought that she would
enjoy it,
like it. I thought her nipples would, would react, and you know, hard nipples are part of, you know, foreplay, in my opinion. So I was sort of, I was perplexed. I was like,
"Here I am." You've mentioned that many times over the years.
You know, trying to enjoy them, and I know that she's going, waiting, and still waiting. Like, I just kind of started going, "All right, I'll just skip that, I guess." And then my wife, my current partner for life, they're ticklish.
Oh.
They're ticklish. So she'll be like, I'm like, what the? Hold still.
You just cannot win with the tits.
Well, no, I've had, you know, other pairs. There's plenty that have been, you know, fine. But she's ticklish. She definitely is like, I'll put my hands on them, and then she puts her hands on my hands.
Like, don't move around because they're tickling me too much. Oh.
Does that make sense? You understand what I'm saying?
That'll kill a mood too, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
There is weird things. So they do tell you before a boob job, there is potential of loss of feeling. And when I got my first ones, sometimes now they still do. It'll come and go. It's very rare. Very rare. But it'll come and go where you kind of can't feel your nipple. And you're like, huh. But it goes away. It's not for all women. So mine comes and goes. And then the first time I had it done, I would have off and on this on my left boob, like on the side, this almost this pain a little. And I'd always be like, what is going on? So when I got my second ones done, I was like, I feel I need to get this looked at before someone goes back in there, right? So my OBGYN was like, I'll schedule you a mammogram. Like, I'm sure you're fine, but like, better safe than sorry. Let's take a look. Mm-hmm. So I went in, got the mammogram, and it's instant now. I didn't know it. Back in the day, you had to wait and wait. They look at it in a room and come in and talk to you. And the doctor was like, so I can't say this for sure. He's like, there's nothing, no lumps, no nothing. He's like, what it sounds like to me is scar tissue. And he goes, and there's a possibility, and don't quote me on this because it's not 100%. But when the old implants are removed and the new ones come in because they might sit in a different spot, that pain could go away. And sure as shit, when I got the new implants in, so it must have been like this scarred tissue from where the other ones were sitting when they got placed. Mm. And when the new one came in, they sit different, right? Different implants, smaller size, totally went away. Oh. So all these things do, it's all a potential. And if your doctor isn't telling you, I mean, they don't tell you the scar tissue thing, but it's a possibility you lose feeling in your boobs.
Yeah, and I should add that wasn't the way it was until after the first kid.
Oh,
that's when they got ticklish.
Oh,
the child having kids changed that for her. They're ticklish now.
Yeah, boobs are a weird thing.
You hear that, Alex? You hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's all we have time for today. Tomorrow.
More time. Come on.
Do we get more time with V tomorrow, though?
We do, don't we?
Oh. Good.
I all can't. Right. I can't.
Oh, no.
Whoa! I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I know. You so much. Yeah, you guys were going to just go home and cry and lose sleep over
that.
Yeah,
we were.
How about it?
Now I'm back.
All right,
I'm back,
good.
Baby.
Nice. All right, then. The end.